But yes. Of course, it wasn't on yet until February, and I was there when they turned it on, and we were so excited. I was not sitting behind the mic when they turned it on, so I was not the first one to speak. But I remember my first shift, and I said, boom. And that was great for a couple of weeks until I realized my 10-watt station that I was talking on was one thing, and I looked up, and the room was lit with a 100-watt bulb, and I realized the bulb was 10 times more powerful than the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
But I still had fun doing it, and we enjoyed those 2 years that we continued to broadcast until I graduated, went to Butler, got both my degrees, master's and bachelor's, and came back and was the general manager there from 1973 to 1980. And that's my background with WBDG, and after that, I left education and went out in the broadcast world, and that's where why you find my picture down there in the hall is because in the 80s, I won the Country Music Disc Jockey of the Year Award on the CMA Award Show. And then after that, I started going behind the scenes, and I at one point owned 5 radio stations and have since sold those. And now I'm almost 75 years old, still working, but I'm out of the broadcasting business, but I'm helping people build wealth. But I will tell you that one of the things I do in this job, and I've been doing for 30 years, is I teach seminars, which I honed my craft when I was a teacher at Ben Davis. I do podcasts and radio commercials to help build the business of wealth building, and I've honed that technique in all my years in broadcasting, but it started at WBDG. So what I have today, I can trace it all back to getting started right there in 1965 when I first joined the radio program there at Ben Davis High School. So there's the quick synopsis.
Sounds like a very successful man, and here's John Easter for you.
Hey, Dana, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, John? I hope that was something you needed and helped and wanted.
Yeah, appreciate you always calling in and continuing to be involved with us here at WBDG, and I know that several of our alumni that still participate with us, you know, we're doing Alumni Day now, and Christy Lee came back and did a shift with us on Alumni Day, and I know she thinks highly of you. So,
how
cool is it to have not only yourself in the Ben Davis Wall of Fame, but also to have Christy Lee, somebody you taught in the Ben Davis Wall of Fame, and Kevin Clabro as well?
Yeah, the 70s there, that group there was a unique group. I could have told you when I first started working with them that they were going to make something of themselves, and I could go through the names. I mean, the two Calabro brothers plus Christy Lee are the most famous, but there's others like Linda Allen, who was at Channel 6 for a long time. She's now out somewhere else, and others that did very well behind the scenes, too. I mean, some of them became engineers because they got their back then you could get a first-class license, and we made sure they got that, and they went behind the scenes. But it was a unique group because they were all very focused on radio. That was their life, and it was their blood, and you could tell it. And it was all I had to do was just make sure they had an opportunity on a daily basis to develop their craft, and they took it from there. And I appreciate all the kind words they all say, but they really had the raw talent. I just encouraged them through those informative years.
Yeah, Linda's probably somebody we need to get up on that Wall of Fame as well, because she's been Washington, D.C. She's been in Mississippi. I know, she's kind of lived the WKRP existence with TV. She's been several different places, but everywhere she's gone, I think she was at Channel 6 for quite a while, too, here and locally.
She was, and a funny story about Linda. Linda and I, of course, started our relationship when she was a student, but I left Ben Davis in 1980, and she graduated either 79 or 80. I can't remember when she graduated. She went out on her own. And I was at a local radio station there, which is no longer around. It was WIRE, and until probably about 84. And I was hired to go down and run a radio station in Huntsville, Alabama, and do the morning show. And I got down there, and the midday girl was Linda. I couldn't believe it. And the funny
thing, you guys are following each other
was,
around then.
Exactly. Yeah. I go, Linda, what are you doing? So we worked for several years together down in Alabama, and the reason was her husband, who was in flight training or the military, I forget what, he was transferred down there, so she just found a radio job there. I walk in, and there she is, and I'm thinking, what the heck?
Are we back at Ben Davis, or what's going on here?
Exactly. So not only did we spend our years together at Ben Davis, but we spent them together there in Alabama, too, for a few years, and those were great days. She's a great talent also.
Well, Dana, I know you probably have other things to get to, so we sure appreciate you calling in.
Appreciate you, Dana. Thank you.
Hey, you guys call anytime. I'm here to help.
All right. Maybe we do a talk show on Friday morning, so maybe we'll have to get you on there and talk about other things as well. So that'd be great.
All right, buddy.
Actually, Dana,
call anytime.
Dana, before you head out, what advice do you have for like anyone like interested in going like pursuing radio for the future?
That's a great question, Javion.
Yeah, that's an excellent question, and I would tell you that one of the things that the people we just mentioned have mentioned to me was they hated it at the time, but I forced them to do a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, even though their desire was to be on the air. I wanted them to appreciate what their support staff was going to be like. And so I remember Kevin will probably tell you this story. We had to do manual logs back in the days, yeah. And every student took a week and did the logs. He hated that. But when he is where he is now, he appreciates what those people have to go through to support him. So I would tell you the number one thing is understand every other job that's in the radio or television station, even though that's not what you're going to do, because they make your job easier if you're on the air. And I found that to be the case, too, when I was on the air.
All right, thank you. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling in.
All right, buddy. Good talking to you.
Good talking to
you. Thanks again, Dana. Appreciate you.
Bye.
Bye.